What's your favourite idea? Mine is being creative.
How do you get that idea?
I just try to think creatively. Now when you look at this orange, tell me please, what do you see?
It's just a boring old orange.
Maybe to you, but not to me. I see a silly face.
Whoa.
Walking along and smiling at me.
I don't see what you mean.
'Cause you're not thinking creatively. So take a look at my hair.
All right, hello and welcome to Keep It Close to Me, a podcast about the things we love and, you know, life and stuff. I'm Chris, I'm your host. I am here tonight, because technically it is nighttime while we were recording this. I don't know why I said technically. I guess I'm just trying to think of things to say to keep you from laughing, since you're clearly just sitting there trying not to laugh. I'm here tonight with my friend Jess, who you may remember from them other episodes she was on. And boy, we have got a lot to talk about tonight, but you guys won't hear that until later because we're going to break it up into different episodes. But tonight we are going to talk about Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. Hello, Jess.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
What has tonight been like for you?
It's been real interesting. It's been a roller coaster of emotions. I was happy. Okay. I was mad. I was sad. And I was sad mad. Now I'm just confused.
Okay, that's accurate. That sounds like a fair. So we just got done watching Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. If you've never heard of it, if you've never seen it, it's a series on YouTube. There's 6 episodes. It's a British-based puppety kind of show that I don't know. I don't know how much I even want to try to explain it to people. It's more fun, really, just to go and watch it. Definitely watch it in order, though, if you haven't seen it. I'm going to put the links to all the episodes in the show notes. I'll probably just embed them all, since that's a thing you can do. You can just watch them all right there at keepitclosetome.com.
I like that you did the,
tick, tick, tick. Yeah,
did the step did the down like they do in YouTube videos. Click below, you know? Like,
well, I was just like kind of visualizing in my creative digital mind the fact that I was like, oh, digitally, I'll put this one here, and then this one here, and then this one here. In order. I'll put them there in order. So now I have watched the entirety of Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared numerous times, but tonight was your first time having even heard of it.
Mm-hmm. True.
So what are your first impressions?
It really brought me back to art school.
Did it have a real art school vibe to you?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, what art school did you go to?
I graduated from the Memphis College of Art, formerly known as the Memphis Art Academy. It is conveniently located in Overton Park. It's a very lovely school. But yeah, it was like one of those things that was like a side project, you know? Mm-hmm. It seems like a side project,
right,
especially given that you said it took so long.
Yeah, it took a number of years.
6, like what, 10-minute episodes?
I think
each?
Altogether it's about 30 minutes long. All 6 episodes together is like around 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
And it took like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, that's definitely like an art school side project of like friends getting together, making weird, cool stuff. It was weird, but it was cool.
Did you have friends who were making weird, cool stuff like this in art school?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. We had, like, little weekly magazines that pop up randomly.
With puppets?
No, not with puppets, but there were chicks in the sculpture department, which was what I was in, that did puppet stuff. There was one chick who was a legit furry, and she claimed it. She claimed it, man. And I was like, power to you, man. Whatever.
What did that entail to her?
Literally tails. Sometimes she would wear one.
That was a too clever choice of words on my part. I out-clevered myself there.
Hmm.
Or out-stupided myself there for not realizing what I was saying.
Or you could just give me the compliment like I recognized.
Oh, yeah.
And I picked it up with my amazing wit.
I'm sorry for not... I failed to See, even then, I didn't realize just that I was jumping on the wrong thing. I was just thinking about myself. I wasn't thinking about how clever, what a clever guy you were for figuring that out.
At any rate, do you ever go to Fauxbin?
Fauxhabin? Yes.
Yeah. No. I think they took the ha out.
They did, but it's still, when people say Fauxbin, I'm like, which place is that? Guys, you just tuned in for local Memphis talk. If you want to know about restaurants and art schools that you've never heard of.
If you want to just talk Midtown.
Yeah. If you want to just come see what all is on Madison Avenue. Yeah, but it always confuses me when it's like, why did you guys just take part of your name out of your name? And why does no one seem to care or notice?
Oh, you can definitely notice it because it's still faded yeah, part on the wall.
That's what I mean. It's like, why did you guys take it out? What does that mean? Like, I
don't know. I'm Facebook friends with Tam. Maybe I'll ask her.
You should. I want answers.
I mean,
let's get to the bottom of this.
I don't think it's that important. Well, maybe it was like a family dispute. Like maybe somebody got a divorce and the Ha was like a last name, so she's no longer
I'm
Mrs.
taking
Ha.
The Ha with me.
I'm taking okay, all but, the Ha's.
Yes, I have been to Fauxhabin.
Okay, so
we've been there together.
I know that we have been there together, but have you been in the recent months?
No.
Where there's this couple.
Oh, if you're not aware, just if the name was not a tip off, it's a what kind of restaurant?
It's a Vietnamese
right
restaurant where they also serve like. I guess Chinese themed foods.
American Chinese
yeah.
food.
Yeah. Fried rice. They have fried rice.
Yeah.
For them whiteys out there who are scared.
Who are scared of Vietnamese food.
Who are scared of the names and how to pronounce them.
Right.
But anyway, so there's this couple, Ricky and Amy, they do a monthly little, just like a printed. Like on copy paper,
a zine.
Yeah, and it's just got some. It's got different stuff, but it's mostly just like things that they think are cool,
right?
You know, and that seems. What is it? Don't hug me.
I'm scared. Yeah.
Don't hug me. I'm scared. Seems like something that they would do, because Ricky and Amy, they have a band. And they have the zine, and they both do their own art separately, and then they have. Equally creatively, like comedically weird, like peers,
mm-hmm.
Who make very similar art, and sometimes they make it together,
right?
And that's how they get like guests in their zine, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But
people are always bothering people to contribute to zines, I think.
Yeah, well, and they also make them like interactive. For like the people who just happen to either find them or subscribe,
yeah.
You can subscribe for, I think it's $2 a month or something like that.
That's too much.
I think it's a pretty good deal because they deliver it
I'd
to
you.
I'd
have to see it.
Well, there's also coloring
pages. Have you got a
pages.
Subscription?
No, I don't have a subscription. I don't know where they're sending the money to, but also I'm on a budget.
Oh, I was like, $2 seems too much. You're like, no, it's not. Oh, do you get it? No. It's too expensive. I don't have the money for that. You just said it wasn't that much. All right, we're all caught up. And go.
Anyway, so that just...
It's what it kind of...
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm back in art school and like around those people and like trying to figure out what it means and then thinking like, oh, wait, some of those... things didn't really have that much meaning. It wasn't really like social commentary. It was more just like a personal commentary.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of what I got from Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, especially the last episode made it seem more about personal commentary than social.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah. I don't.
Well, I also haven't been like researching. Like,
yeah.
You
haven't. You haven't watched it like a bunch of times to start trying to formulate. Well, I mean, and that's kind of what I'm interested to hear is like, I want to guys, this may be like the shortest, weirdest episode ever because I don't really, I like, we just kind of,
how do you expand on this?
Yeah. I mean, I could talk for a long time about oh, did you notice this? What about these clues? What about this Easter egg? What about this theory?
Well, there was so, I mean, first of all, sensory overload, man.
Yes. Like, that's why you feel like
used to something and then it changes and then, like, suddenly there's blood and like gooey shit and bugs.
And well, yeah. And it's like, that's part of why I think it's sort of, I don't think you can have a hope for really understanding it, having only seen it once. But I wanted to, that's, I was kind of curious just to hear from someone. I can't like talk about it from like that fresh point of view that I had, like the first time I saw it all, and, you know, just like, oh my God. Which is why I want to talk to you about it. And it's also, guys, I have been like dying for an excuse to talk to somebody about this on the show. But the, and then we weren't even going to talk about this though. We've got two other episodes that will be recorded tonight, which are totally not about this. And we were just like waiting for the pizza to get here. We were going to eat some pizza before we started. And then like, as we were eating the pizza, I was like, oh, hey, have you seen Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared? And Jess said no. So I was like, oh, let me put that on. And then I was like, we started to start talking about little bits from it. And I was like, oh, we should just record about this. So
have you watched your Mortal Kombat?
Tonight?
Yeah.
No, I'll do that after we're done. Thank you for reminding me. Night 102.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
How fun.
Like, you're like almost a third of the way there, right?
I don't know what it breaks down. 365 divided by 3 is like 120 something, I think.
Almost a third of the way there.
Almost. Wow. Huzzah. okay. What are your initial kind of feelings on it?
My initial feelings when the first episode, I thought it was definitely like some weird,
weird kids show.
Yeah. Weird kids show, but in an Adult Swim kind of way.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Yeah.
It's like they take things, they make you feel good and cozy. And then they're like, let me just stir up the weirdness, you know, let's see how far I can push the, you know, rated for mature stuff.
But they don't ever do anything that, like, there's never anything in them other than, like, you could kind of say, like, those organs are a little gross.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I mean, it's not, yeah, it's not anything bad. It's more just like,
there's like videos, there's like those reaction videos online of kids watching this. And, you know, it's like, this is weird. But, you know, or they like it, or they're just like, oh, that was weird.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is definitely the, well, and supposedly the first episode started. Oh, guys, I mean, I guess
spoilers. Some of this,
yeah, maybe spoilers. I don't know, man. It's like, it's so weird to, like, this show is so, like, open to interpretation. It's hard to think that anything we say could necessarily, like, really spoil something. But if you're at all interested in this, like, amazing, it's like, it's amazing and creative and fun and funny and weird and just so much effort clearly put into it. I would definitely like, and like I said, you can watch the whole series in like 30 minutes, and it's, could not recommend it enough if you are into people doing creative things.
All right. So pause now. Come back.
Come back. Yeah.
Go watch, click the links below.
She's pointing to where they are. Yeah. So sort of, yeah, come back after you watch it and then we'll talk about whatever I was about to say.
And then about how you feel, how it made you feel.
Yeah, I was
Did it make you feel anything?
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Yes, I was just like, I felt kind of like the world felt different.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I don't even know how to process what I just saw.
How do you go back to reality after watching something like that?
Yeah, I mean, well, even like after I watched the first one that I saw was the second one. And so it's like, I just saw like, oh, this looks like puppety something.
One?
Yeah. Time.
Okay.
And I watched that one and I had no idea what it was going to be, like what it was about. I just thought like, oh, this looks neat. And the fact that it was like the way it was on YouTube, I was like, oh, this is probably, it's probably something that's supposed to be funny. Not like, I didn't think it was for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I started watching that second one and I was just like, wait, what? Hold on. What was that? Like, I thought it was neat and there was like, it was making me laugh. But then like when some of the turns start happening and I was just like, hold on, what? Wait, what did he say? You know, like, what was that? What does that mean? Why is it getting dark now? Like what? Mm-hmm. And then like, oh, and it switched back. I was like, oh, okay. Maybe that was just like a weird thing. And then I watched that one and I saw, after I watched it, I was like, oh, it's number two. I was like, oh, let me watch the first one now. And then it was like, okay, now watch the second one, you know, and you start watching them in order and it's like, oh my goodness, this is weird. But it's like, I don't think it was, I don't know. It's like, it's hard to, yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to like think back to what your brain thought about something.
Yeah.
The first time you saw it, that was so bizarre and strange and interesting. Now that you've spent so much, now I've put so much mind power into thinking about it. Mind power. I've just spent a lot of time like wondering about it and thinking about it and such. Anyway.
I mean, it definitely gets progressively heavier.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. Especially when the...
Well, I love how it seems like the songs and everything are getting like progressively worse, like progressively like shakier.
Yeah. Well, and the characters get more aware of what's
going on. Is that what you think it is?
In the surroundings. Well, either...
Okay.
It does. It seems like they're becoming more aware of what's really, really happening. Like you see this like supposed reality and right. You like get used to that, but then things start kind of just like melting away, you know, like they get to like a weird fantasy level and then it comes right back down to their supposed reality. And then it gets real heavy with like, I guess, what is real reality. But it's still like an interpretation, you know, of, I don't know what I'm.
This, it's just so funny because it's like this episode is going to sound like complete nonsense if you haven't seen it. But I'm sure that the people who have seen it that are listening to this are going to be, it's one of those things like, oh my gosh, yes, like so enthralled. Or they're like, you idiots, that's not what
that's
it means.
That's not at all. Okay, well, for me, okay, this is what I think it's about. Like, I think that it's about the red dude. What's his name? Does he have a name?
Red guy.
Red guy? Just red?
Okay. It's just red guy.
Well,
red guy, yellow guy.
Yeah. Doc. Okay. So red guy is like a...
Also, I just want to start. I want to applaud you for having the bravery from after having seen this once, having the bravery to go, all right, I'm going to hazard a guess as to what I think this is about, because I've seen this a bunch of times and I'm still not confident to say that I think what I think it is or isn't about. But okay, go ahead.
But I mean, also, I jump to these kind of conclusions. Yeah. They're like, oh, the lion's heads are probably around this corner. They're nowhere near the corner. Like, they don't even exist. But I'm so positive that they are on the other side. So, I mean, I could be completely wrong, right, like I was about the lion's heads. Anyway.
We never found those lion's heads.
We never found those lion's heads, but we're not going to explain to you what we mean. You'll have to figure it out on your own.
Or they'll listen to a different episode. If this episode goes up after that episode, then people are going to be like, oh, okay. They already talked about this in that other episode.
If we remember.
Yeah.
But anyway. Okay. So red dude.
Now, if we don't, people are going to be so frustrated trying to figure out what it is. Going to get
those
emails.
What does lion heads mean? Is that some racial comment about something?
Are you talking about that new Voltron show on Netflix?
Are you guys hunting game illegally and leaving heads and forgetting where they are,
mm-hmm,
even though they never existed?
You're telling the secret. Why are you spoiling it?
Oh.
Okay.
Anyway.
So.
So Red Dude, I feel like, is a kind of like a caricature of a real life person.
Okay.
Who is going through some kind of depression or just like... loss or mental disability, something. He's going through something, but he's having to I don't know if he's medicating or he's just like escaping through creativity, mm-hmm, which is what a lot of people do with their art, is they like let out whatever they have, you know, going on through their art. And it seems like that's what the red guy is doing with the whole creativity. However the song goes. And except green. Green is not a creative color. He's created these two characters, the like the embodiment, I guess, of his father, and then which is the yellow guy, and then the green guy,
right?
Who's like, I don't know, just he's not the creative one because he's green, but so he's like struggling with the concept of time, and he must have
and computers.
Well, I think
I was just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like working this out right now.
You're just blue sky in here.
I don't know what that means either.
It just means you're like just kind of letting yourself think out loud.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of. Okay, so I'm pretty much this is me rambling. Okay,
yeah, I could have just said rambling, I guess. But that sounds like negative. Blue skying seems more like free thinking, just.
Okay.
No bad ideas in the brainstorm.
Real quick. So, Red apparently to me seems like he lost his dad, and because in the last episode there's the plug, so maybe he had to kill his father or something like that, and something like they had a weird relationship, which is why he keeps thinking about his dad and how much time does he have, mm-hmm. you know, because maybe there's something going on with him and his dad.
Right.
His dad is a computer. Like, maybe that's the only way that he can really hold on to his dad is like through memories in the computer, like, you know, like Facebook, you know, like a lot of people still hold on to their deceased ones, like Facebook page.
Right.
You know, and,
as like a memorial.
Yeah, exactly. And, like in the last episode, like he's dealing with it and he goes through waves of like being okay in like real world, like doing things. And then he creates like these happy moments by being like, oh, I'm just going to sing through it. Like I'm putting things in the file. And then what if the file comes to life, you know? And so he's like dealing with real world by making it like a fake world, like,
right.
And then struggling to stay in his fake world. And maybe June 19th is the day his dad died or something like that. I don't know. Well, I'm making this very heavy because it seemed to me to
coincidentally,
be kind of heavy.
Well, I definitely there's okay. So not coincidentally, but June 19th this year, when the last episode came out, was Father's Day.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, I'll tell you this. None of the things you said
are what anybody else is saying.
Well, I was going to say certainly nothing that occurred to me, and it's nothing that I've heard in anyone else's
that
theories.
That is not at all what happened at all. Everyone still has a happy, sane father.
No. I'm just saying
no one was touched inappropriately as a child and is working through that in their art.
No other theory I've heard online sort of took the version of that you did. But I think most of the theories I've heard that I felt like had enough sort of made enough sense to where I could go, that feels like a plausible, like there's something plausible there. There's something to that. There's some kind of issue with fathers. Something to do with fathers is definitely.
Well, yeah. Cause I mean, he's like bringing up his dad and his dad's got the weird, creepy long arm, like from the
now,
distance.
But why do you think that guy, that character named Roy, is that the dad is Roy. Why do you think he is the red guy's dad as opposed to just the yellow guy's dad as the text indicates? What made you jump to?
Because in the last episode they had that really like long distance connection.
Oh, that's interesting. Know? Yeah.
And he was kind of close with the dude in the middle bed, which was the yellow guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he was trying to call him in, was it the fifth mm-hmm. episode? So he was just like trying to call him. So I'm thinking that he's like got this like weird desire to be more connected to his dad. So he creates this character as his like stand-in dad. Cause they kind of look the same, you know,
the yellow guy and the red guy.
Yeah. I mean, they've got like, I don't know, like if the, no, not the yellow guy and the red guy, the dad and the yellow guy.
Roy and yellow guy. Yeah, they look clearly related.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that one of them is a caricature of the character of his dad. Does that make sense?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I don't, I...
Okay, so the red guy is the dude.
You think he's basically like our main character.
Yeah, the red guy is the main character.
I'm guessing you think he's the main character because he's the only one we see in that more outside, more real, air quotes, world.
Right, and he gets up on the stage and like has the puppet guy and the like bird guy and...
The duck.
Is it a duck? Is it a duck?
Yes. It's a duck. Okay. It's got a D for duck on his bed.
I thought it was dude.
Dude. Okay.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I mean,
so he's got these two made up characters.
For all we know, the R and the D on their beds could be for anything else. We don't know. Everyone just assumes. And there's also on like Tumblr and fan circles, people have made up names for all of the characters.
Really?
Yeah. Like to the point where I was like, even though I was like super into this and like really wanting to know more about it, but the way that some of the people talk about it, I was like, you guys need to go outside.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call the yellow dude.
Just call him yellow guy so I don't get confused.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call him yellow dude and I'm going to call the duck dude digital style.
Okay. Yeah. D could stand for digital style.
Okay. So... Obviously.
I'm going to get a tattoo of that picture of him. Digital style.
Think about that before you do it.
That's all I've been thinking about.
Anyway, so Red has obviously created them because he's got puppets of them on his hands. Mm-hmm. And like he's having an episode, obviously, because the dude goes, ugh, you're naked. You know, so.
he goes, rude. Yeah. No clothes on.
Yeah. Okay. So he's up there doing his like creative whatever song and
get creative.
Yeah. So maybe he's like trying to hold on to the I'm just going to go jump out there, just way out there. So maybe his dad and him did art stuff. And so like one of the things was that his dad taught him how to be creative.
Right.
And so now he's like translating it into a puppet show. Like this is how he becomes creative, you know, and he's coping with it, but also like holding on to his, man, I really should go into like some, some art therapy situation, you know?
I am amazed at after one showing of this, that like, you're just pulling all of this, like this is really interesting and amazing and fun to me, like to hear. Like, I don't think I agree with you, but I'm like,
but you can see where my mind is like putting these together.
No, and I mean, and it's like, it's fascinating. I'm like, this is why I've been wanting to talk to somebody about this.
I wish that I had like a chart system of like the different realities.
Right.
Because
now
I want.
Do you want some pen and paper?
Oh my God. Can I?
Yeah, hold on. We'll pause real quick. And I'll get you some pen and paper. I say we'll pause, but it's just going to keep going.
And you're probably not going to actually edit this out.
No, I will.
I don't think that you ever do. And it makes me laugh so hard, like, listening to your show.
Yeah.
Like, you said something to Kurt that made you...
I was like, edit that out. He goes, he's like, who are you telling that to? Like, are you telling yourself to edit that out?
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And what's funny too is like, so... Well, what's funny is the stuff that I edit out is stuff that's just like boring or doesn't make sense or like where there's... Like
cat litter noises.
Yeah, you know, and it's like... there have been things... actually, in Kurt's episode, I had to edit something out because he said something he wished he hadn't and then was like... Immediately was like, can you edit that out? Okay, we're back.
Okay, so this is my constant.
You should still point your face towards this.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to draw. I'll lean.
Narrate what you're drawing. Okay. Or would you like me to?
You do it. Okay. You try. You know what? Fun experiment. You try and figure out now what I'm doing.
Okay.
Since you've got me in this.
So just now, you just concentrate on drawing. And then if you want to make comments on what's going on, you can do that. But so right now, Jess has drawn the red guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now she's drawn two lines. Mm-hmm. And the red guy's got pants on, though, for some reason.
Okay, so this is, I'm just going to tell you, this is the constant right here. This is like red guy
in real life.
Real life. Real RR. We're going to call him RR.
Real red. Real life red guy.
Yeah. So this is the constant. And then these are the different like planes of realities. Like,
okay. So you're like, this is a space, this is a space, this is a space.
Right. I wasn't going to use up this whole paper. I was trying. That was always my struggles with art schools. I never took up my whole page.
Okay.
Okay.
It's true. She hasn't taken up the whole page yet. This is a real good red guy, though, for having only seen this once and for just drawing that super quick. It's like, oh, okay. this is a real good red guy.
Okay. So this.
Also, I want to just leave this sheet of paper out somewhere where April will find it in the morning and see, because she and I have spent a lot of time talking about this show. Uh-huh. So, and that's kind of the thing, is part of it is like, so far she's been the only person I've really had a chance to like talk to about it. And it's like, I don't think she wanted to talk about it on the show.
Right.
But I want to just leave this out for her to see. And then like, I want to hear her explain what she thinks your theory was just based on this piece of paper. All right, so we got blue guy and the duck. Yellow guy and the duck. That's also a good yellow guy and green duck.
These are the puppets, right? So this is his like happy, like fake reality, right? Mm-hmm. This is what he created like as his art. So this is like his art here, right? But what's really happening is here on this level.
Okay, so that's the real world.
Yeah, this is what.
That's him at office job.
Right. This is him on the stage doing his puppet show.
Okay. She's drawing red guy on stage doing his puppet show.
And he's naked. Right. And then here is the piano.
Okay. Super important.
Okay, it is. Okay, so this is like what's really happening, and he's like struggling to stay in this, but he's mostly up here, right?
Right.
Like this is what's going on. Like this is all in his mind. All right. But what's what he's dealing with is down here. He's trying to like pack it away, right? Mm-hmm. And it's that his dad, I'm gonna break this up into two. Okay, so this is the past. This is super past.
Okay.
And then this is like
she's written super past.
Recent past. Recent.
So I like super past as the terminology for longer ago.
Okay, so and then this is his dad, right? And
Roy.
This is little baby, baby red, right? And he's like showing him on his easel how to be creative, you know,
okay,
like
how to draw a picture of a clown,
abstract art or whatever. And he's like, oh, awesome. Okay. Okay. And then recent past is like maybe something happened with his family,
right?
Or something happened to his dad, and so now his dad is dead.
She drew a little stick person kind of laying down and then put an X through them.
He's dead. We don't know what happened, but there was a plug. Oh, it was probably cancer. Cancer's a bitch. Okay. So there was a plug and red
guy. Do they pull the plug on you when you have cancer?
Sometimes they do.
Okay. I mean, I was.
Or they, you know, maybe it's like a metaphorical plug. Like instead of taking the chemo, he decided, F it, I'm going to try and live. And you know how they have those like, oh, they gave him 3 months, but he lived for 6 years or like 50 years. Or
he lived
like
for
that.
3 minutes.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying?
No, I
didn't. Maybe he decided he was going to do that. He was going to be a survivor and he didn't. And so he was taken away before he could actually deal with it. And so he's like struggling with.
Is he here unplugging it, looking at him?
Yeah. Here, I'll draw.
No. I thought like he was turned, like we're seeing him from the back. I thought that's what you were saying.
No.
The way you had drawn that, I was like, oh, she didn't do the pupils. So it really looks like that's really a simple way to signify, oh, he's got his back to us.
But he's.
But you're not saying that.
Yeah.
So, never mind. I was trying to give you too much credit. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I mean, you've already given me way too much credit talking about my drawing abilities. So this is what I think is happening. So this is like the up here. This one is first through, I don't know, second episode right here with creativity and time, right? And then this is the last episode right here, right? Okay. And then this is like really last episode right here. And then, I don't know, this is just like,
where does
this is the implied. This is implied right here.
See this. Okay, well, now let me ask you some questions.
And I don't know how the digital
fits in. Well, I was going to say, what is the love and marriage talk have to do with anything? Or the love and whatever that was about have to do with, where does that fit in? What about that? Well, it's also clearly there's something to do with father-son thing when the egg breaks open and it's a butterfly looking. Looks like a cross between a butterfly and the yellow guy, kind of. Mm-hmm. Says father, and then gets smashed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe that's like, that's just like describing the life that they had. Maybe his father was oh my God. Okay, maybe his father was a pastor. And, And so he wanted to be more creative, but his father was like, okay, that's cool that you're doing these things, but if you don't do it for Jesus, then it's not okay. And if you don't do it this way, then it's not okay.
Right.
You know, so let's explore your art just a little bit. But when you start going to art school, don't question your foundation.
I feel like this is more telling me about you than it is about this.
No way. My father left a long, long time ago.
That's interesting. It's funny then that with this, you immediately went to father issues.
Or did the show supply me with father issues?
I don't know. That's not what I picked up from it from me watching. So, I mean, and a lot of this and all of the stuff you're talking about all is very, very, and you went to art school. So, of course, you identify with the person that you think is trying to do something creative, which I don't think the red guy is the main character.
Okay. All right. Okay, so
we're just learning more about Jess.
Let me finish and then you tell me what you think.
This is a real Rorschach test kind of thing where it's like you're telling us more about yourself than you realize.
Except nobody in my family had cancer.
Well, it's not all. No one in your family is a puppet either that I know of. Have you got any puppets in your family? If you do, I'd like to meet them.
I mean, sometimes I make Agatha's toys talk before I throw them to her.
Agatha's your dog. Not a
dog,
family.
My homie dog. She my homie.
Not.
No, I'm just kidding. She's my animal.
Not your, a family member. I mean, I guess our pets are kind of like family members.
What if that's what it is? Maybe he's got a messed up brother who is Digital Duck and he's trying to like, I don't know. I can't spell digital.
Digitila. Digitila. You were so close. You're so close. Digitila. How about why is green not a creative color?
Because it represents money.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of like all the questions I had when I first started.
See,
watching.
I think that this is where people are making it much more deep than it actually is.
I completely disagree. I mean, I'm not saying that necessarily anyone has gotten it wrong, but I've seen it enough times to where I feel like there's so much deliberate thought put into it. And it's, I mean, whether or not, I don't think that figuring out what it is or isn't about matters. I don't think that it's supposed to, you know, it's kind of like, so, you know, like in not Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, I did mean Pulp Fiction. Edit this out. In Pulp Fiction, you know, there's the briefcase that Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta are after that belongs to their boss. You never see what's in it. Mm-hmm. They just know that whenever anyone opens it, there's like that glow and people are like, is this what I think it is? You know, people are just like kind of awestruck by it. And Quentin Tarantino never says what it is. You know, he's like, whatever you think is in there is what's in there. I think that just the fact that we've spent this last, 30, 45 minutes, whatever, and you've like come up with this explanation is so much more valuable than if they just were like, well, okay, the yellow guy actually represents a 6-year-old. And, this means this, it's like, it's not about what it is or isn't actually about. It's, it's that journey of like, just what do you find in it? Just let your mind be creative and try to figure this weird stuff out. But I do think that they definitely put a ton of effort into going, all right, I think that to them, there was definitely things that stuff represents, or that we put this in here because of this, and there's connections or whatever, however you want to parse that out. I feel like it was all, for the most part, very, very intentional. And you didn't even see half the things that I don't know what percentage of the things. There's so much stuff that you didn't see that it would be like impossible to see just seeing it once. Mm-hmm. But where things happen where it's like you basically have to go through some of the parts like frame by frame, just watching it. And then you see something in the background where you're like, whoa, why is that there?
Like, I was going to say, who has the time for that? But we're literally all walking around as a people, as a humanity, walking around catching fake Pokemons.
Well, but I think that
I can see why people would have time to like sit and like overly like,
well, you know,
examine all this, like
whatever people want to do with their leisure time is kind of fine as long as it's not hurting anybody, right? It's not hurting them or hurting anybody. It's like, I don't think that there's necessarily anything more inherently valuable with spending your leisure time poring over some YouTube video that you really, really like, and you can tell a lot of work has been put into, and you want to like go through it and see all the secret little things they hid in it. I don't think that that's like, that person wouldn't necessarily be more, better served by just reading a book, that then they might read that book and go like, that didn't really speak to me. The art, they might go to a museum instead, and nothing in that museum speaks to them. Art is completely subjective, and it's like, it speaks to all of us. So many different things speak to us all in different ways. And if some silly puppet video is what really speaks to you and makes you go, I got to figure this out, it eats you up that you're like, I want to know more about it. I want to understand this.
Or then, like a poorly made Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah. Or a poorly made Mortal Kombat movie. Well, that's
justification,
more of,
right?
That's more of a feat. That to me, that's more of a like a mental endurance challenge. It's not about me appreciating the art of that horrible movie.
Maybe not appreciating, but trying to figure it out.
I would like to understand, but that is a situation where it's like more on a practical level. I want to go like, why hamster balls? Why did you guys think this was a good idea? Really, man, I felt like I was really on a great tear there.
You were about to tell me what you think then.
About
what
how...
interpretation.
Oh, I don't know, man. It's... I really don't have any idea. There's lots of things where I feel like this feels like something. Like they're kind of going... This feels like it could... I feel like the yellow guy is more sort of the center of the story.
And the yellow guy... Is Roy or the yellow?
No,
guy
Roy
is yellow.
Roy is the dad who is the mm-hmm. yellow guy's dad. I think that is what it is. I mean, but maybe that's like completely dumb of me. But it's like he's the only person that gets a name. He's the only person, and this may be like
Roy gets a name.
Yeah,
but how do you know that that's his name?
Well, I mean,
somebody else assigned Roy.
Well, it started showing up in the credits the first episode that he appeared, because he's not in the first episode. He shows up in the second episode and then is in all of them. Sometimes he's hidden. There's, and it's the kind of thing where it's like, if you don't go through it frame by frame, you'd miss him. But the fact that they put him in some of these places where, and see, part of me doesn't even want to tell you some of the stuff I think, because I don't want to take away your interpretation of this from you. I don't want you to think that, oh, mine is more right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I hear you. Like, but I would rather know.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of how I felt. I was like, let's just see what some other people online said.
I mean, the only reason why I watched this was because...
You thought I was going to give you the answers when it was over?
Yeah, I was like, what's going to happen? And okay, are they going to tell me? And you're like, oh, and this one sums it up. And I'm like, all right, I'm about to find out. What the hell is all this about?
Do you feel like the last one explained it, summed it all up for you? Or
I mean, I had a full-blown story, man.
Yeah.
Well, I think a storyboard now.
You too. And I feel like yours is no more or less plausible than anything I could say.
Which is?
Well, it's like okay, so you've got...
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Okay, so if this doesn't make sense, there was a little edit there that we had to cut some stuff out. So I don't know what I was talking about other than I think you had asked me about sort of what I think some of the things mean. And it's like, so, you know, you've got the fact that like Roy is in all of the episodes, and in some of the episodes the way that you see him is some kind of hidden thing or something where you would have to just be going frame by frame. But the fact that the way that they put him in is clearly like they know that people are going to be watching frame by frame and looking for hidden things. And it's like very intentional feeling. And some of the places and ways that they put him in those other episodes, especially then with the last episode, he seems to be sort of over all of this stuff. Just really implies to me some kind of thing like he is sort of behind all of what is happening. I think there's definitely something to be said for the different layers of reality. But I don't know. I mean, in some of the things that I think, you know, when I start thinking about them, I go like, man, maybe you're, even though you're sort of thinking about it as, oh, this is a metaphor for something. But then I start thinking, maybe I'm still being too literal with what I'm thinking this is a metaphor for or something like, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like, what do you make of the fact that, well, it's like, why do you think that the yellow guy is the last one left in that world when the others are somehow escaping it, you know, or being taken out of it or escaping it? Like the way that when the red guy opens the door and suddenly he sees that it's like, oh, this is something that looks like it's in the fourth one when he opens the door and there's like sort of like it looks like a cheap version of their show, like with the puppets just like a balloon dressed up, and it's like you're trying not to see the puppeteers, and then they're like, wait a minute, you're...
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's like the, like he's creating this like a construct for his show, or, you know, like to maintain his happiness, and he's realizing what he's doing, you know, like when, like, I don't know.
If he realizes,
maybe he's like on medications or something like that, and like opening the door is like having to go to his doctor's office or his like therapist to have to deal with it to get to the. It's like the process of the show, like the process of creating this reality. It's like you have to go through that, you know, and it's not always pretty, you know, because it wasn't pretty behind that door, and like, I don't know.
That was the way you just kind of like quit on that. I wish you guys could have seen her body language, the way she was like kind of talking with her hands and then was just like completely stopped. I was like, I don't know where that was going. How about the, okay. So, you know, I don't know. It's not even about what it, this is.
And like, he was probably the last one because everything else was fading out. Like the fake things were fading out. Like,
then why is the yellow guy still there once he's gone?
Because, okay, so the yellow guy is, like, him struggling to hold on to, like, his memories of his father Roy figure. And I really don't know. I'm trying to make this much more serious than it.
Well, it's not even just about...
Than what I know it is.
What do you know it is?
I have no idea. What I know is that it's YouTube videos.
Right.
That...
We some just people watched.
Yeah, that what's her name? Becky. Becky is, and Joseph.
Joseph, yeah. Pelling and Becky. I want to say it's Becky Sloan.
I did good with that.
She just high-fived herself. Even though there was another person sitting here that she could have high-fived.
Well, I never remember anything, so I'm pretty proud of myself for that.
Okay. Cool.
Thanks.
I don't think we're ever going to get anywhere with this. It's just
I was just about to ask you, can we just be done with this since we never really know?
Well, I'll tell you some things. So it's like, no, never mind. You should watch it again. And then maybe we'll talk about it again sometime. You watch it 3 or 4 more times and see what you think.
Maybe that's what this is just going to be about, like all our hangout times. Trying to remember Mortal Kombat Annihilation, because I don't, and trying to figure this out.
Right. But, well, guys, this has been fun. It's certainly been fun for me. I hope you guys will check this out. And, man, if you are a fan of Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, if after watching this for the first time, you have theories, or if you are a big fan and you already have theories, if you've got thoughts, please, please. I don't think I've ever said please, please about emails, but please, please send your Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared email or theories and ideas in to keepitclosetomepodcast@gmail.com. I think that's the address. Hold on. Let me look just to be sure. I don't ever email it, so I don't know. I think it's keepitclosetomepodcast@gmail.com. Also, when I say these things, when I don't say them in the order that I normally do at the end of the show, they don't make sense in my
brain.
That's
what I'm telling you. You need an easel with your cards of usual things
say
this, that you say.
And say this, ask yeah, this question.
At the end.
Okay, yes. So
thank your sponsors.
I'd like to thank my sponsors. Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, and just the concept of weirdness.
Roxy Cat.
Email address is keepitclosetomepodcast@gmail.com. Send us your Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared theories, or just if you have any, if you watch it because of this and then are mad at me or have any thoughts on it, please send those in. I would love to hear more people's thoughts and feelings on this show.
CC me in that.
Oh, for sure. I'll forward all the emails to you. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope this was fun to you guys. I hope it was not just complete incomprehensible nonsense. If it was, don't worry. There's plenty of other episodes of normal incomprehensible nonsense that you might know something more about instead of a British puppet show that's really weird. So thank you to everyone who has already left reviews on iTunes. If you guys want to do that, I would appreciate it. It helps the show out, helps people find us. Thanks so much to the people who have already done that. All the 5-star reviews. Couldn't thank you enough. Couldn't possibly thank you enough. I could spend like another 20 minutes just saying thank you, but that would be irritating to the other listeners who haven't done it yet. Follow the show on Twitter @KICTMPodcast. Follow me on Twitter @TheChrisHaley. Follow Jess on Twitter. It's @Jess_Ajok.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. All this stuff is in the show notes, guys. All the information about stuff for the show is usually in the show notes for people who don't bother to check that out. Go to keepitclosetomepodcast.com and look at that stuff. There's things to click on. There's stuff you can find out the answers to. Like there's the link to Corey's band. You can find out the name of who does the music and different places in the show. All those kind of things. So, guys, thank you so much. I guess that will do it for this week's episode, and I'll leave you with this.
To hurt you.
Your hand gestures do not seem to correlate with anything in the natural world.
No, it's like
that you're describing.
It's like, you know how people have flashcards, but an easel. That's what I was trying to get to.
Okay, an easel with of, my like a script
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, exactly. Of what you normally say, like your usual, like, hello, welcome to the podcast within a podcast within a podcast about a podcast for a podcast podcasting about podcasts.
It's nice to hear what you think of my creative endeavors.
No.
Nice. It's nice to hear that mocking tone in your voice.
I'm still salty.
About Pokemon?
About Pokemon.
Oh, okay. Let me check on mine.